AM 560, The Answer.
Prepare to have your mind opened. The lies of the mainstream media are about to be exposed, and the hypocrisy of the left is about to be revealed. This is a revolution in how you think about politics, race, and culture. You've tuned into Black and Right with John Anthony on AM 560, The Answer.
I'm coming in.
Welcome to this week's edition of Black and Right Radio on AM 560 The Answer. I'm your host, John Anthony, live in studio. You know, I want to start the show off a little differently today. I've been, I don't know if it's because I'll be turning 48 next week, Saturday, April 13th. But I've been really thinking and just pondering a lot of stuff about life. And what I'm going to say is not so much for me, but it's for you who are listening. I've really been thinking about just life and, you know, mentally how I've been the past couple of weeks, maybe a couple of months. I've been mentally struggling with a lot of different things, looking at my life and saying to myself, have I done enough? Have I helped enough people? And, you know, your mind starts playing tricks on you. You know, your mind and other people will have a way of reminding you of the things that you've not yet achieved. And I just want to just speak to whoever needs this. You got this. You got it. No matter what you may be facing in life today. You know, I've had many nights where I've been silently shedding tears. And, you know, I don't know if it's, we just lost another 14-year-old kid in my community to suicide. I've had friends, I've had my brother-in-law who committed it. I don't know if that's what's making me think about and, you know, trying to overcome mentally. But you're not alone. That's what I want to let you know today. You're just not alone. Life gets hard sometimes. Life has a way of throwing you curveballs, screwballs, slurs. And sometimes them fastballs you just can't catch up to. Don't give up. I think that's the message I want to say to you today. Don't give up. I know it's hard. You got all these different challenges that have just jumped up at you in the last, maybe even today. Maybe right now you're probably facing something that just hit you. God is greater than anything that you're going through right now. For me, that's how I get through. That's what I draw on. I draw on my faith in Jesus Christ. For you, it may be other things. But for me, it's Him, Christ. And just know that I'm praying for you and that you'll come out of this. I don't know why. I mean, this just hit me as I was driving in that I wanted to open up the show this way to encourage you that no matter what you're facing, you got this. Don't give up. All right? Troublemaker?
It's funny, man, how we on the same page and you opened up talking about life. I was planning on coming into the studio next week, not this week, but I got a bit of bad news. My cousin, you know, informed the family that she found her mother, my aunt, unresponsive last week.
Wow.
So we all knew she was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer 6 months ago, so we knew it was coming.
Yeah.
But she was doing the chemo. It looked like she was doing pretty good. And that happened, and now she's in a coma. So after the show, I got to go meet up with the family, and we all got to plan. And, you know, I hate after every death in my family,
yeah,
especially the older people.
Mm-hmm.
They just do not believe in life insurance. I try to tell people this. I told people this when I used to do Ricky's show.
Yeah.
And we had people dying when me and him was on radio. Get life insurance. We always got to do a GoFundMe, or we don't do GoFundMes in my family. We just go, we got a lot of family members. Right. So we just take up a collection.
Right.
But you don't need to have to do that. Death insurance is only $9, $10 a month. Even if you aren't just on Social Security, you spend $10 on something. Get some life insurance, man. But we all got to get together and, you know, her daughter has to make the ultimate decision.
Yeah.
You know, so we're gonna see how it goes and how it plays out. But that's the reason why I'm back in town.
Yeah. You know, as you know, I filled in on the morning show yesterday with Amy. Dan was out. I don't know if you saw Dan's Twitter. He caught some big fish. You didn't see him?
I didn't see it. I didn't.
Some big old, I don't know what name. He put the name of the fish in the feed. And I think it was this person in the threads trying to remind me of my past. And I'm like, you know what? I'm no longer there. You can't hold me in my past. You know, everything has been done. You know what? I'm looking toward the future as it relates to life. And I've said this before on this show. I want to see how many more people who I can help. How can my life and everything that I've ever done, everything that I've done, the good, the bad, the ugly, the indifferent, everything, how can I now help others not make those same mistakes? How can I help people understand their purpose in life? That's where I'm at, Vellon. That's what I mean. I'm telling them that this next half of my life, I want to be able to help as many people as I humanly can, especially as it relates to suicide, because I'm someone who struggled with that. And I want to be able to help that father or that mother or that, or anybody that don't know how to get through to their kids. You know, I want to be able to tell them what those signs are, because I mean, looking back, I'm able to see the signs. Now I want to be able to make sure that doesn't happen. You know, that husband doesn't want to kill himself, that the wife doesn't want to kill himself, you know, that the niece, the nephew doesn't want to kill themselves. And I'm dedicating the rest of my life to helping as many people as I can.
That's a noble goal.
You know, you look at the fights that are happening in the world today. You know what I mean? And how Val Ojeda put a picture up of Val was at the Richard Porter invited myself and Val to a Cubs game. And Val Ojeda brought his girlfriend. But just looking at some of the comments that were under the thread, the photo post, it's like, I don't know, sometimes we don't know how to differentiate the political fight from the humanity fight. I think sometimes we forget that we're dealing with humans who make a lot of mistakes, who are not perfect. And this is, you know, I've told you, this is one of the reasons why I never attack people who've fallen. You know, one of the greatest things that you can learn, and that's why I seek out the people who have fallen, especially people who've fallen years and years ago. I seek them out because now I want to know, how did you get back? How did you recover? What was your motivation? You know, does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everyone has a story to tell, and that's a good thing. Tell your story, because somebody might be going through the same thing you went through.
You never know.
You never know.
You know, and we're going to talk about a lot of good stuff today. I'm really excited about Frank Lassie. He was supposed to call in last week. So Frank Lassie is a former Wisconsin state senator. He ran against Mike Gallagher, the congressman that's leaving after April 19th. If he left before that, there can be a special election called. So Frank's going to come on to talk to us about what's happening with that seat, what's happening with Mike. Give us a sense of who Mike Gallagher is. You know,
what? I heard someone talking about this. I forgot which show. Do you believe that Gallagher did that on purpose to put Republicans in a trick bag?
Well, Amy and I were talking about this yesterday.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know the intention of Mike Gallagher. I don't know what's in his head, what's in his heart. But if you look at what he's doing, this is how conspiracy theorists are born. This is how conspiracy theories are born, when people do these type of things. I mean, he leaves, Johnson has a one-seat majority.
Right.
And as I said on the Morning Answer yesterday, you know Republicans will quickly switch because they see the handwriting on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if two or three Republicans say, hey, Hakeem, you want to be Speaker of the House?
Wow.
This is what I want. And then they bolt, and Hakeem Jeffries is Speaker of the House before we even have the election in 2024,
that's
November.
Crazy. That's crazy.
Think about that. That can happen. And you want to call people conspiracy theories for that? That ain't a conspiracy. That's a reality.
Yeah.
You know, and the prosecutor should be in here. I think. Well, you know, when he don't come, he normally when he's not here at the beginning of the show, he probably won't come.
Well, you know, he's a colored guy.
Yeah, he is. Oh, wait till I tell you what he said about you and I. I met with him after the show. You're listening to the Black and White Radio on AM560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
Let's get it to him, baby girl. Hey.
Right. Black and Right continues on AM560. Once again, here's John Anthony.
Hey. Welcome back to Black and Right Radio. I'm not going to sing like Amy was trying to get me to sing. What's the name of that song? Hear the song that Tom from Blue Island called in yelling at me because I don't know the song? Some Bobby Taylor or Tyler?
No, well, if it's Bobby Taylor, that's blues.
No. I know Bobby Taylor and Bobby Blue Bland.
Johnny Taylor.
I forget. Amy played it on the show yesterday. But how am I supposed to know? I said, look, I grew up in the hood. We didn't listen to that type of music growing up.
Well, right.
Except country. I did listen to country because, as I've said, we had this lady. Her name was Miss Cleo. Every Saturday morning, she would make us breakfast, and we all would go there. Me, my buddy Barrett, my buddy Ben, my cousin Sean, sometimes my cousin Kendall, we would go and eat there. Mm. Every Saturday, she would cook for us. And all she had was country music.
Wow.
And so
She's
black. Miss Cleo was black.
Well, I grew up in the hood, and I used to listen to rock music, but I was only one.
Yeah, see? Everybody and did your people talk about you?
Oh, man, they talk about me like a dog.
Exactly.
What's wrong with you?
Exactly. That's why I never do. Hey, guys, what was the name of the song? Somebody put it in the YouTube or Facebook thread. And I know it's on the board, George. I know the song is on the board. I don't know the name of it, but I know just, Bobby Tyler or something like that.
What kind of music was it that he was talking
about? It was just slow. It was slow music, you know. I don't know. And I sent Amy a text last night about
let's try some things.
Yeah. You got it, George?
She wore blue.
That's not it.
Roses are red,
no, that's not it. It was in yesterday's board. It was on yesterday's board. Not Bonita one. I don't even know none of those songs.
No.
Oh, how do we get there? Bright Eyes. Bright Eyes or something like that, George. Jack, was that it? Jack's put in there that it was Bright Eyes. I don't know, but how do we get there?
I don't know. You know how the show goes.
I do, but I don't know if you guys missed the story. I got spit on by a homeless person in Chicago on my way to the... I'm not going to go into it as much as I did yesterday. And, you know, a benefit that I got and a skill that I picked up from being a cop was when you get a call, you got all these scenarios going in your head as a cop. So how are you going to arrive to the house? Where are you going to park? How are you going to approach the house? What's actually happening? Because the dispatch only has bits and pieces. So in your mind, you get there and you having like a million different scenarios. And that's what happened with this guy. And mentally, I'd approach this like I got a dispatch call. I saw myself knocking him out, him hitting his head, him dying. I saw me hitting him. I envisioned this in split seconds, Vilan. Me hitting him, cutting my hand, blood on blood transference. I mean, I saw all these type of things, and that's what kept me from hitting him.
Well, I called you. Yeah. I already told you what I would have said or what I would have did. I called the Morning Answer, and I told you. But I'm telling you, I would have grabbed that dude by his collar. And he would have been the B word after every slap. Like, you.
Well,
on the backhand, front handed him. And guess what? Like I told you, they won't remand you over something like that. And he's homeless. He's not going to show up at court and they're going to throw it out.
Yeah, I know. But I just. Now I lost my cool though, Vlon. I haven't lost my cool like that in a very long time.
Because you didn't touch it.
Well, no, I don't use language. You know I don't use foul language. You know that,
right?
But man, he was a bunch of MFs. I told him. I looked at him. I said, "You better be glad you're not dead. I'm not killing you right now."
That ain't enough.
You know, and I was very loud with it. So people looking, the male lady jumped in her car so fast.
I don't know parts of this.
Because I kept trying not to get tunnel vision and lose perspective. And so I was able to see everybody moving around me. And this guy with a dog got in the way. I said, "Dude, you may want to get out the way." Man, you know, so it was quite interesting on that. But then I went to Wrigley, had a great time with my buddy Richard Porter, and Val was sat in different seats. He didn't sit where Rich and I sat. But when we got up to go, my buddy Robert Allegra, when we got up to go into the clubhouse, because the 1914, man, that's a special section. All you can drink, all you can eat, and it's just man, those hot dogs.
You were good?
Yeah, I got a thing for hot dogs, man. Oh yeah, and they were so good.
Hot dogs and burgers are like my first.
That's all I ate. All I ate was a hot dog with what's that, sauerkraut on it?
Oh
yeah, that's all. I only ate one hot dog. Should have ate more, but yep. it was just a fun time. Cubs won 5-0. Richard Porter actually got that inside the park home run on video. He was just took out his phone. I don't know what he thought. He just took out his phone and he caught the entire inside the park home run on video.
That's awesome.
It was pretty cool. Let's go to the phone lines. We got, man, I didn't even give out the number yet.
Well, you know, these guys, they know the number.
Let's go to Gene. Gene, welcome to Black and Right.
How you doing, Gene?
Me?
Yes. Hi.
Oh, hi. I'm listening to the radio and it doesn't sound in sync. Bonnie Tyler, Total Eclipse of the Heart.
That's it, George.
Oh, that was a hit.
Gene, thank you.
So basically something completely different than everything you said.
I told you I didn't know.
That's why Tom yelled at you. You're supposed to know that song.
Why am I supposed to know that song?
That song
Gene, why am I supposed to know that song? Please tell me.
I don't know. Why do I know it? I don't know why I know it.
That song came on TV constantly. It was a hit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand it.
Gene, thank you. Thank you. No, there it is, Gene. Listen, Gene.
Bye.
Yes. See you later.
All right, Gene.
Yeah. Once upon a time, there was light in my life. Yeah. And now there's only
love in the dark. No.
I've never heard this song.
Look, that song used to scare me when I was younger.
Why?
At the end,
he thought it was George Michael.
No. At the end, they had these little. Turn around, bright eyes, and eyes.
Maybe if I heard more of the song, because that's all we played. We didn't play a lot of the song. Maybe if I heard some of the, what's the hook of the song?
Oh, man. It's just, you got to know. I was a video head back in the day. Yeah. I used to watch videos.
But let's get back to this, Val. You got nightmares about this song?
That scared me.
Makes me want to play it now.
Yeah, it really does.
It scared me back in the
day. In doing the break, can you fast forward and put in like, let's see what the hook is of this song.
Oh yeah, I could put it on repeat for him.
Yeah, maybe that's his new song now, George. Every time he says something. All right, let's go to Josephine from Chicago. Welcome to Black and Right.
Oh, you dropped something?
Uh oh, you okay?
I'm from Chicago. Listen, the Melody of Love. That's a Bobby Vinton song. That's a Polish prince. When I came here in '74, he was a Polish prince.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Melody of Love and Lonely, and check him out. Bobby Vinton, Vinton, real good song. She's still alive. I think he's 85. My daughter showed me on the tape.
Oh, okay. I have to look that up. I thought that commercial was getting ready to happen. Remember that Dynavite? I thought that's what you were getting ready to spell for a minute. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right.
Hey, Senor, it truly is off the rails. The show is off the rails already.
Maybe Jim can get us back on track.
Yeah, let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome. Jimmy, there.
Hello? What's up, Jim?
Yeah. I was gonna say, is this name that tune?
I said I was gonna start the show off differently today, so I warned you guys.
Maybe I was hoping I could win $50. It was singing.
What's up, brother?
I was gonna say the third party candidate had to walk. Let's get back to reality. This third party candidate, Kennedy, had to walk back a statement. He said that the January 6th. Rioters were deprived of their rights, and they had all the rights in the world to storm the Capitol. Well, his camp said, well, either that's an AI or somebody said it, but he didn't say it.
The reason being,
because he's trying to take votes from Biden, but nobody voting for Biden is going to vote for him if that's his stance on the January 6th riot. That's
well, no, I think there are fans of the Kennedys who are Democrats that will vote for him. I also think he'll take some of those votes from Trump, you know, because of his stance on COVID and Trump not wanting to apologize about COVID.
Yeah, you're right. That's really a gamble. You're right, Kay. Yeah. It's strange that he made that statement. That's all. And carrying on.
All right, wait. George got a tune for you. George got a tune for you, Jim.
I got the perfect tune for Jim.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Soviet national anthem.
Yeah, I hear it. That's the Soviet national anthem.
Oh,
Jim.
That's your song, Jim.
every time Jim comes on now, that song has
to
be played.
We got a theme song for you.
All right, Jim, take care. Senor, this is really off the rails now. We'll be right back.
Back to Black and Right with John Anthony on AM 560, The Answer.
Welcome back to Black and Right Radio on AM 560, The Answer. I'm your host, John Anthony. You know, I want to say something. Because Phil from Blue Island loves to comment. He loves to do the little pot shots. Phil, not only are you intellectually illiterate, you're politically illiterate, you're policy-related illiterate, and now spiritually illiterate. Yeah, I said it. Yeah, I said it. All right. Now let me move on. As I told you, Jimmy, what's up, buddy? Jimmy Konamos, who's also a sponsor of the show. And that tends to lend you some things that you can do on this radio show, which is what we're going to do next. Hey, Jimmy.
Yes, sir. Frank just said he's trying to call in.
He's in. We got him on the line. So go ahead and introduce him.
Oh, okay, good. Well, anyway, we have a special friend from Wisconsin, Senator Frank Lassen. He was the senator from the Appleton northern area of central area of Green Bay of Wisconsin, and he served with Scott Walker for a while. And he also ran against Gallagher, the turncoat. And he's got a lot of things to say about that and the whole Wisconsin electorate, the Supreme Court, and things like that. So, Frank, welcome to WIND and the Troublemaker and John Anthony.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Well, Senator, thanks so much for joining us. Senator, I've been talking about this on my radio show for quite some time. The moment that Mike Gallagher, and we don't want to mix him up with the great Mike Gallagher, the talk show host, but I've been talking about this from day one. Give us a sense of what's happening in Wisconsin among the electorate, especially from the Republican side, about what Mike Gallagher has done. And what he's done is he's basically saying he's retiring, right?
Yeah, he's leaving, and he's waiting until the 19th of April, so there can't be a special election to replace him for the rest of this session until the end of the year. So he's kind of timing. Well, he's timing it so that he can't be replaced, and the seat will be empty. And as you know, and your listenership knows, we have a very slim majority in the House, and the Democrats have a very slim majority in the Senate. So every vote counts a lot. And he and Jim Buck, Representative Jim Buck from Colorado, is doing the same thing. He announced maybe a month ago. And I thought it was curious that he would announce, Jim Buck, that I saw first, that he would announce and put it off for 6 weeks. If you're going to leave midterm, you know, go ahead and leave. But that's why they're doing this currently. There's something in Colorado as well. So it's kind of a screw you move before you're leaving. And it's really too bad. There were a lot of people after Gallagher got elected in 2016 that said, you know, we're disappointed. I had his number running against him in the primary, did a great job of, you know, placing himself as an outsider, but had worked in the Senate as a staffer, had worked in the Pentagon as a major. He's a young, sharp guy, and, told people what they wanted to hear. And he had a tremendous amount of money that didn't seem to make any difference to the people and where it came from. But he got a huge amount of money out of New York and California, literally millions of dollars. So he just had the resources that were incredible.
So does Wisconsin have a recall measure? I mean, what is there anything that can be done to force his resignation before April 19th?
No, there really isn't. There's no ability to change what's happening now. People are lining up. It's an open seat. It's a Republican seat. So there's going to be a very competitive primary, and that'll be interesting to see how that all works out. And you know, it's a conservative district. He really didn't do a lot over these years, from everything that I've heard, representing the people. You know, he's a globalist, and we should have known that. People didn't know it when we were running, but how do you get to be a 32-year-old member of the Council on Foreign Relations, if that means anything to you? And
yeah,
your listeners?
It does.
Can you make sense of this? What sense would it make that he would help Hakeem Jeffries become Speaker of the House? How would that help the Republican Party or help us as a nation? Can you make sense of this for me?
Well, the globalists, which, you know, being a Council on Foreign Relations member, that's a globalist organization. They want to see a global world with no borders, and the invasion that we're seeing now with 10 million foreigners pouring across our borders unvetted. You know, many people don't even know about this, but they're, you know, Chicago, we certainly got your fair share of them. you know, that's part of their agenda, is to break down the borders. I think they want to ruin national governments or get control over them, and get regular people so frustrated with their government that they were willing for whatever the Great Reset is that World Economic Forum, WEF, has talked about, the Great Reset. Nobody ever really explains what that is. But you know, things were pretty good until they're screwing it up.
Wow. I just don't understand why people can't understand that. People don't understand that if the Democrats take over, we're done. Their policies, it should always be policy first, not your fragile ego.
Amen. Amen. We have to look at policy. And you know, we have a Supreme Court that's a brakes on all of this because we elected Trump. And there are good Republicans that I know that are like, oh, I don't know if I could really vote for Trump. I mean, yeah, I like his policies, but the man, and you know, a lot of what that is, though, is the media spin and the lies that the media sell us. Yes, he does say some things that we don't like from time to time, but you know what? Sometimes the truth isn't what you want to hear, but the truth is important.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of it. And since Biden, you know, we had peace and better economy when Trump was in, and now we have Biden that is literally screwing up everything. Screwing up everything.
Well, Frank, we got to go to break. Can you stick around for another segment? Is that okay?
Sure.
Because I'm sure that Jim has some questions he wants to pose. So you're listening to Black and Right. We're talking with Frank Lassay. Is it Lassay or Lassay?
Lassay.
We're talking with Frank Lassay, former Wisconsin State Senator. We'll be right back.
This is Black and Right with John Anthony on AM 560. The Answer.
Welcome back to Black and Right Radio on AM 560, The Answer. I'm your host, John Anthony, live in studio. Before you pose your questions, hey, Kay, I'm calling you out. You know you got an open door here, so don't play that crap with me. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, anyways, Frank also had some interesting commentaries. Yeah, I will. He had some interesting concerns about the Supreme Court and what's going to mean, what may happen in the future as far as the change of the electoral map. Could you talk about that a little bit, Frank?
Yeah, in Wisconsin here, just north of you guys a little bit out of Chicago, is we now have a liberal Supreme Court. And as you've seen, they've gone farther and farther. They don't even care about the rule of law anymore. It's just about getting whatever they want and whatever they can get away with. And we're seeing that across the board. That's what the Democrats have become. And we have to help more people understand it, more people in the middle understand it, because we do need the rule of law. We do need to have, you know, fairness to our system and to, you know, keep America as we know it. I mean, literally, it's on the line. And here in Wisconsin, they've redistricted the whole state, the Assembly and the Senate. They had very healthy Republican majorities. There's a lot of strict rules on redistricting once every 10 years. We have very districts I was in, so I know very much about it, and on those committees, so I served it. But they gerrymandered this whole thing, changed it dramatically, the electoral map. And it's likely Republicans will maintain control. They just won't have as large a majorities. And also, the Democrats don't have a lot of issues to run on. I mean, they're going to run on a variety of things, but they're flooding our country with illegals. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how are they going to make regular citizens' lives better?
Yeah.
And that is what our government and the questions we should be asking and talking about.
Yeah. And is ranked choice voting something that's being considered and bandied about in Wisconsin?
No, not at all. It's a terrible, terrible idea. It's something invented by liberals. And I even met someone well-placed in the Libertarian Party who was kind of buying into this, thinking maybe we could get a libertarian in somehow. He was dreaming. And I guess if you're a libertarian, I'd highly recommend you join the Republicans and become a conservative so you can do something effective. But ranked choice voting is just a method by the left to get more leftists in control.
Yeah. And let's talk about Trump really quickly. What's the likely? Can Trump win Wisconsin? And what are your thoughts about all these 91 counts of against him?
Well, I think there's a lot of people who understand that this is politics. They're trying to keep him off the ballot. You know, it's amazing what he's been convicted of in New York, a victimless crime. It's like you thinking your home is worth $100,000 more than it sells for and then being charged with a crime. You know, with businesses that are in the business of lending money and determining the value of something, it's the craziest thing in the world. And I think many people understand that, others don't. But they're doing this all over the country, and it doesn't seem to matter. And I don't think it matters at all. And really, and I've been in politics for a very long time, and I've heard it over and over that this is the most important election for president ever. And I always say, yeah, okay, you know, and I really take it. This is.
I agree.
I think if we end up reelecting Biden for another 5 years, and I work in the area of energy and climate, I lead Truth in Energy and Climate. What he's doing for energy, shoving EVs, electric vehicles down our throats, trying to close coal plants, making natural gas plants more expensive, letting us build them, all these various things. We will not recognize this country if we have another 10 or 20 or 30 million illegals flood this country with even more of them, and what's going on with energy as well, which is really important, and food policy. Around the world, they are attacking our food supply. They are doing it here right now in this country. They're more using the stick or the carrot rather than stick. They're trying to buy off farmers, get them to lower their CO2 footprint, all this stuff. And folks, CO2 is the gateway drug for them to micromanage every single thing we do, because everything we buy, consume, eat, do, travel, it all releases CO2 into the atmosphere. Breathing and talking right now, two pounds of CO2 comes out of our mouths every day. And it's wonderful plant food. Look up online if you're interested out there, folks. Google up CO2 fertilization effect at NASA, NASA. Our world is much greener. Crop yields and harvests continue to climb, but they tell us exactly the opposite. They tell us climate change is going to ruin our food supply. It keeps growing, folks, because things grow better with CO2. Greenhouses added into them, so it grows better. We need more food. We need more food to feed more people, and more people is a good thing. We have plenty of land on Earth, and we haven't even begun to explore the 71% that our oceans and really utilize our oceans that we could as well.
Sir, I want to ask you, are you of the mindset of getting rid of the speaker, Mike Johnson? Because maybe, and just maybe, this is the reason why these two gentlemen are taking the stand that they are, because they don't believe government's working. What do you say about that?
Well, you know, having served for a number of years in different permutations, you got to have the votes. I've always been a realist, and the Democrat Party has purged, and we just saw this in Nebraska, where a pro-life, conservative, NRA, gun-believing, Second Amendment-believing Democrat was really drummed out of his own party. They drummed him out, and he switched sides. He's become a Republican. So it shows you the Democrats have a monolithic, far-left agenda, and they get rid of every member who doesn't fit it.
Yep.
The Republicans, we're still in a struggle with the establishment Republicans, the globalists, the Mike Gallaghers of the world, the others of that. And a good chunk of those members in Congress fit that thing. And then there are more of the populists, the Trumps, the government that should serve the people, not the entrenched big interests, the corporate interests that we're seeing grow even larger than countries now. You know, there's a struggle within our party that goes on. And he's part of the globalist, the establishment Republican group.
Who, sir?
Mike Gallagher is one of them.
What about Mike Johnson? Do you think they should get rid of Mike Johnson?
Well, the question is always, who are you going to replace him with? It was hard to find him. And I agree that he's cut some bad deals. I don't like it. And the problem he has is that he can't get and I served this function to be very effective in the state Senate. So I know it's like when I started out, I was one of the most conservative legislators in Wisconsin. Then I got four or five that were to my right. And I always kept good relationships with the most moderate Republicans. And I would work across my spectrum of Republicans, and I would convince my conservatives to go along with things they didn't want to do, because I said, you know what? This has to pass. And if you won't go along with it, our majority leader, our leader in the Senate, will have to go over and cut a deal with the Democrats, yeah. And it will look terrible.
Hey, Frank.
And that's what happens, I think, is that dynamic of, I got to get some Democrat votes. So to buy those votes is very expensive.
That's
and you
true.
Can't get the purest Republicans to go along with something that's more moderate.
And Frank, I also served here in the Illinois General Assembly as a Republican, so I definitely understand that, what you're saying. But we got to go to break. This will be the last segment. And just to prepare yourself, I want to talk about the shift in voting, the demographics in Wisconsin. Has it changed, and does that bode well for Trump? Stew on that. You're listening to Black and Right Radio on AM 560 The Answer. I'm your host, John Anthony. He's the troublemaker, trying to cause troublemaker. We're talking with Frank Lissay, former state senator from Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
This is Black and Right with John Anthony on AM 560 The Answer.
Something new.
Welcome back to Black and Right. I'm your host, John Anthony, live in studio with the troublemaker. Before the break, we were talking to Frank Lissay. From Wisconsin, the former state senator. Frank, what's happening? Do you see a shift in the demographics? And I speak specifically about black and brown voters. Do you see them shifting more to the Republican Party? And do you believe that bodes well for Donald Trump?
I believe from the things I see, I only know a limited number of people who fit the description here, but I think that there is a shift. And even if, you know, instead of 90% voting Democrat, you know, 80 or 75 or even 70% of the black vote goes Democrat, not and goes the other one third goes Republican, it'll make a huge difference. I think the flooding of the illegals that is coming in are more affecting negatively the black and brown neighborhoods. They're feeling it. And that's not, and they should. I mean, this is wrong, and they're giving money to them. And not to our own citizens. They're pushing our own citizens out of their communities. I mean, it's just really wrong. Here in Wisconsin, I'm you know aware of a little mainly white community, Whitewater, Wisconsin, that has a UW campus there, a University, Wisconsin, and they 15,000 people. They moved 1,000 illegals into that 15,000 person community. They don't have the resources, the police force, to take care of that and deal with all the issues that these people who have come foreign from all over the world are causing in their communities. And, you know, that's one example, and it's different with each community, whether it's Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha. And, you know, and I hope they see it. I hope they vote. I hope they wise up, because I'm very, very concerned that if we reelect Biden, we will not know what this country, we won't recognize it 5 years from now. There's many things in the energy climate world. He's forcing climate into every aspect of the government, and it's so wrong, and it's so expensive. It's one of the great lies. It's cheaper. It's not. It's really expensive. That's why your electric rates keep climbing. That's just one aspect of many that are going on, and we need to reverse and change course. America yeah. first.
Amen.
America first. Americans first.
Yeah. Well, we've come to the end of this first hour. I just want to know really quickly, is it legal to ballot harvest in Wisconsin?
It's not supposed to be. And that's another issue that I've heard about and read about, is that and the Catholic charities might be helping do this, is these illegals, there's a way to, in many states, to register them as homeless, if you have someone with an affidavit to say, oh, they don't have ID, they're poor, they're homeless, but they want to vote, so I vouch for them.
Yeah.
And my concern is in Wisconsin, a purple state that could go either way, that if you just sign 10 or 20,000, and they are, I've seen it on social media and interviews,
Frank,
yeah, I'm going to vote for Papa. I'm voting
Frank,
for Papa Biden.
Frank, I'm sorry, we got 10 seconds left. Thanks so much for joining the show. Got to have you back. You ever here in Illinois, come on into studio, Frank Lissay. From Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
Prepare to have your mind opened. The lies of the mainstream media are about to be exposed, and the hypocrisy of the left is about to be revealed. This is a revolution in how you think about politics, race, and culture. You've tuned into Black and Right with John Anthony on AM 560, The Answer.
I'm coming in hot.
write what I live. My life in the speaker. I'm nice with the flow.
Welcome back. Hour two of Black and Right Radio on AM 560 The Answer. I'm your host, John Anthony, live in studio. If you missed that first hour, head over to 560theanswer.com. Download the podcast, and you can listen to the show no matter where you are in this entire world. Yeah, I said world. You can be anywhere in the world. Also, while you're at it, head over to blackandrightradio.com and purchase some merch. And, Villan, I'll be 48 next week today.
I'll be 52 about 2 weeks after you.
You old.
I'm getting old.
I almost wanted to do a Kevin Hart. Damn.
Man, I got heartburn, man. I got heartburn. I'm so old.
Oh, my God. I that was a good interview with Frank.
That was a good interview.
You know, we both know the election is going to go through Wisconsin.
Right.
And, you know, I don't think the Wisconsin people, voters understood just how important that Supreme Court seat was. Mm-hmm. You know, because if it did, more people would have came out to vote,
yeah,
to ensure that it stayed in the hands of the Republicans.
Yeah.
But they didn't. And you see how Democrats pounced immediately, redistricting. See, this is what Democrats already have the plans laid out. Republicans, and we're going to talk to Kay about that because, you know, Kay, when a friend of the show who I went to high school with, we're going to bring her on. Yeah, Senor, I got that article right here. The January 6th grandmother. We're going to talk about that, too.
A lot of people are tuning out, John.
Yeah, they are. They are. Let's go to the phone lines. He's been holding for quite some time. I hope he's not on the chipmunk line. Mitchell. What's up, brother?
Hey, what's
Mitchell,
going on?
Mitchell, Mitchell,
hey,
Mitchell, 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 Mitchell. Before you
can
go.
You hear me?
Yes, 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 yes. Before you go into your thing, Mitchell, I'm about to knock your socks off. They fired Santina Jackson. They fired Santina Jackson. And they gave one of your arch enemies his own show right after the family meeting tomorrow, Paul from Seattle. Can you believe it, Mitchell? Yes.
Oh, my God.
Are your socks off? Are your socks off?
I hope not.
Yeah. So, wait a minute. They fired – who did they fire again? I haven't listened to that show in a while.
They fired Santina Jackson. She comes on from 6 to 8 trying to do battle with the Morning Answer. She got fired. They replaced her with Richard Chu. Black Asian dude, that's what he called himself, bad. The other half of the family meeting, they replaced her with him. And they gave your boy Paul a show.
He's such a know-it-all. I mean, that guy, first of all, that guy thinks that he should be on Howard Stern. He calls every market. The guy literally is a chronic liar. He tells everybody he's blind. And then he goes back and talks about the books he's read. I mean, this guy it's him and that the other guy that really bothers me when I was with CPT.
Okay, I'm gonna have to break this up. HE double hockey stick cares about that station? We're right here on 560
The
Answer, the best station ever. Let's go, Mitchell.
Okay, so here's the thing: the total eclipse, right? The total eclipse of the heart, which is Bonnie Tyler. First of all, the eclipse on Monday is in T marriage. Okay, it's a total lunar eclipse, and it's in Aries. So it's right before your soul return, which is your birthday, and is on a new moon, which is about new beginnings. It's not a full moon. It's on a new moon. That's why it's called a solar eclipse. Solar refers to the sun. So your sun is your S-U-N, not your S-O-N, but your S-U-N, the sun in Aries, you're going to have your birthday, which is called a solar return. And then Veron, your teen Taurus, you're going to have your solar return a few weeks later. But getting back to Bonnie Tyler, the total eclipse of the heart was a huge hit in the early 80s.
Yeah.
And you'll get the hook because it's very catchy. They use two different vocalists, okay? There's the first person who does, like, just she starts off. I think it's a male vocalist, and he's like, turn around,
yes.
That's the chorus.
You ain't black.
And then the other part goes, you know, there's another part that's underneath it, you know. So when you blend it.
Wait, Mitchell, turn around what? Wait.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Oh, okay.
That's what scared me.
Turn around.
It's called
okay, Mitchell, don't sing, bro.
So anyway, the thing is that you want to, it's a great song. And by the way, when your guest that you have that was talking about the Council of Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderberg Group, they historically have set policy. They're the ones that basically decide what countries go to war, Daddy-O. Hillary Clinton says, yes, she was caught on video in the 90s saying, yes, we follow what they tell us to do. Every major vice president or president was part of the Council of Foreign Relations, going back to Jimmy Carter. It's an inside job. It's a very special group that most people will never be invited to be part of.
Yeah. Mitchell, this is the first time you have not mentioned JFK.
Oh, well, here's another thing about that, okay? Who do you think was behind the assassination?
Well, I don't want to say it on air.
Okay, I'll say right now. LBJ, okay, it wasn't an accident they had him in Dallas, okay? Then strike one. Strike two, the CIA was so furious with JFK with regards to the failure of the Bay of Pigs. He blew off the second support of air, you know, air cover. And also, he made a deal with the mafia when Sam Giancana got his son elected in 60 against Nixon. So there was all these different levels that basically came together because they couldn't deal with the fact that he wanted to basically, once he fired Alan Dulles of the CIA, okay, he wanted to put Bobby Kennedy, okay, the Attorney General, as the head of the director of the Central Intelligence Agency. And that's why Bush, number one, becomes president, because he was the director in 1975. Do you hear what I'm saying here, Daddy-O?
I hear you, brother.
I heard it.
Thank you so much, Mitch. Let's go to Mary from Midway. Mary.
Hey, Mary.
Thanks for holding.
Oh, hi. Well, you guys, I first want to say I'm glad you cheered up because, you know, we all love you. And you were, you know, starting the show. I said, you guys, cheer up.
I know who Mary. Hey, Mary, how's it going?
I am calling you because I was going to say I listened to that most interesting story you told yesterday. I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but somebody kept interrupting it and stomping on it. It was how you were assaulted. You should really retell that story so we can get the whole story.
All right. Okay. Maybe after Villan's Troublemaker segment, I'll do it.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Right. Cheer up.
All right. Thank you so much, Mary. Appreciate it. All right, Villan, let's go to our girl, Kay.
What's up? Kay.
I hope she's on the chipmunk. Dang. I wanted you to be on the chipmunk line.
Why would you want me on
because
the
chipmunk line? You try to call me out on social media. You bum.
Listen, I miss you guys.
Yeah, we miss you too, Kay.
You all are doing a great job. I am going to just pop up since, you know, I have been reminded of my open invitation.
Uh-huh.
Because I am. You know, I had called Verlon, what was that, back in November?
Yep.
And I was going to come, and I wanted to talk about the dire issue that's going on here in the city of Chicago.
Was that November or December? Because I'm not here in December.
Well, you let me do it.
I wasn't here.
You just left.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was December. I'm sorry.
Okay.
To talk about the whole immigration situation.
Uh-huh.
But unfortunately, I was going to City Hall with a bunch of Democrats who was on a bunch of other stuff that really had nothing to do with me, and I did not feel like unpacking. So I said, you know what, I'm going to sit this one out and let them do what they do. And as you can see, nothing happened.
Yeah.
But that's a whole nother story, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't know. We are in trouble. And I agree with you guys, not only Wisconsin, but I think everyone in this country really needs to consider their vote.
Yeah.
For those who want to vote for Biden, I guess so be it. But I mean, Biden brings a lot of concern. This whole gender identity thing that he decided to unload for the first time on Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, was very disrespectful. The whole, when you write to the soldiers, you can't use any religious symbols, pictures. Those men or women are over there with their lives on the line, sacrificing.
That's true.
And before they go out and come back, I've watched a lot of movies. I love combat movies. I've always seen them pray and ask God to bring them back to their as well as back to their families. And for you as a president to say you cannot include any type of religious symbols in a letter to uplift them, I don't know who he is. I don't know if that is Satan reincarnated. I don't know who Joe Biden is. But there's a lot of issues here in Chicago. Their mayor.
Hey, Kay, I'm going to hold you on the line because I want to talk about. You see all this, the news clippings and the press clippings about, you know, turning Chicago red and, you know, doing all these things. But are the black votes really serious this time? Because, I mean, I just saw that was an election that just happened, right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, Cook County State's attorney is gone. But a lot of the same, I mean, I think there's a lot more
progressive leftists who won a lot of seats, though. And it just made me wonder, are they really ready? And I'll let you answer that question when we get back from break.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back.
Yeah. And now, more Black and Right with John Anthony on AM 560. The Answer. Switch your attitude.
Welcome back to Black and Right. Before the break, we're talking to my good friend and former high school classmate, Miss K. Wait, what was her nickname, Vlad?
Can't remember.
K. K was the original troublemaker. You know that.
I know. I know.
Thank you. Thank you.
K was the original troublemaker.
That's okay. That's okay. But I made it prestigious.
K, yeah. You gonna take that? You gonna take that, K? But Kay, you know,
I got his number.
But Kay, listen, you heard what, I don't know if you listened to the state senator, no, former state senator that was on.
I heard your question.
And you know, he was, I mean, you think about, he said, you know, so many times people say this is the most important election. He's like, yeah, okay. But this is the most important election. And here's my question. I understand, because I believe the first thing that you have to do is highlight the issue. No one has really highlighted Black people coming after Democrats. But here's the question. After we highlight, what are we doing? Because we can get up and continue to get up in front of the camera, but are we putting boots to the ground? Are we registering new voters? Let me finish. Are we bringing in new election judges, poll watchers? Because I don't know if you know who Devin Jones is, but Devin Jones has just opened up a Republican office on 83rd in Pulaski. Mm-hmm. A Republican 18th committeeman Republican office. Are you guys connecting and saying, guys, there's so much more power in agreement and more people added to the fight. Are you guys connecting and are you guys doing the things that I listed above?
Are you ready for me to answer?
I said, yeah, go ahead, Kay.
Okay.
No, so, see, come on, don't act like a rookie now.
Before you went to break, you asked me, are they ready? Are Black people ready?
Yeah.
No, they are not ready.
Okay.
But I also think another important question on this topic is, are the right people even in place to lead the supposed fight? Right?
That's a good point.
Because you're right. Everything that you said is correct. I have voted Republican the last two elections, well, the last three elections. I grew up as a Democrat. You know, my mom was like, you going to vote Democrat or else.
I know that feeling.
But as I grew up, I did my own research. I flipped. I became a Republican, and I've been one for over a decade, probably half my life. I'm 46, so half my life I've been a Republican. I don't feel that the correct language, education, or even tactics are being put in place in order to turn Illinois even into a purple state, let alone a red state.
Wow.
Right? I heard about Devin Jones' office, and I had been meaning to reach out to you because I wanted to touch bases with him because the 18th Ward is nowhere from me. I'm in 17.
He listens to the show, so I'm sure he's hearing it. I'm sure he'll give me a text.
Yeah, and so are we ready? I don't think so. A lot of people, I think, are blowing hot air because they're upset about the immigration thing and the taxes and the, you know, food prices, everything going up, crime. And I think a lot of the people that's saying, I'm going to vote red, I think they're trying to use it as a scare tactic. Mm. But it's hard to use that as a scare tactic when the people that you're trying to scare, they're not scared of you. They're in control of everything. They don't move based off what their constituents want. They move based off what CTU wants, what the progressives want, what they want, right?
Yeah.
It ain't about their voters. And that's some of the things that these people, and let me be respectful because I don't want to say these people. This is the stuff that my people, all people, need to be educated on so that they can make a better decision and stop voting off emotions. I don't care what Trump's personality is. I do not vote by personality. I vote by policy. Mm. I don't care, because if we go by policy, I mean, if we go by personality, we wouldn't have nobody in office.
That's the truth.
We're going to vote people based on their personality, right?
Right.
So, I mean, it's a lot. Even with the Cook County, as you said, I have a big concern about Bob Fioretti. I mean, yeah, he's ran Democrat so many times. Now, all of a sudden, he's a Republican. So I have to vet him. I'm going to try to hold a couple of forums. And
well, I will give him this credit. He has never been one of those radical leftists, ever.
Okay.
He's never been one of those radical leftists. I'll give him that. He has never been one of those radicals.
But then I guess my concern is, after losing so many Democratic races, are you running because you think Republican is going to finally get you in? Or do you really feel like you align yourself up with the morality of a Republican, of the Republican Party? I mean, I don't know. We'll see. We'll unpack it. We'll figure it out. But no, they're not ready. That's the answer to your question.
From what I see, there's two issues that black people keep harping about, all the black people that I talk to. It's the invasion into our communities from the illegal aliens and what's going on in Palestine. Which issue do you think is more important to black people while they are looking like they want to break from the Democrat Party?
So, I'm sorry. I don't want to sound rude, but you asked me for the truth.
Yeah.
I don't feel that Gaza, I don't feel that Gaza, what's happening in Gaza, should be our number one priority. And I'm sorry that the people are suffering over there, but we have a Gaza that happens every day in our own black community.
Wait, Kay, George, I want her to say that again. I want you to make sure we add this to the to the board. Yeah, go ahead, Kay. Say that again.
Out of respect for Gaza, I am sorry for what's happening in Gaza, but Gaza should not be the black people's number one priority. As a matter of fact, it should not be the city of Chicago's or the state of Illinois' number one priority when we have our own Gazas that are taking place every day within our community. I do not care what the per capita says. Mm. Per capita says crime is low. But when you live in a community like where I live in a black, predominantly black community, Auburn Gresham, and I am surrounded by many other black communities. I hear gunshots every day. I get the spot shooter alert every hour. A black boy or girl is killed or shot every hour and 12 minutes in the city of Chicago. If that's not a Gaza, I don't know what is. Ooh. We have our own issues here. We should be saving our own.
Well, I guess I'll shut up.
Shut you up.
I guess I'll shut up.
Wait, did she really stump you?
Well, she flipped it on me. I just want to know which issue do you think? I know how you feel about it, but I just want to know what issue from the people that you talk to is the straw that's breaking the camel's back. That's all I want to know.
It's the crime. A lot of people are complaining of crime, which you did not name. Named two. It would be crime, and then it would be the whole.
But you know what? I got to jump in on you, because I don't see that being black people's issue, because we're numb to it and we're used to it, and I don't see.
Yeah, but Madea's concerned about it. Madea's concerned about it.
But I don't see black people on the news crying about it, except for that guy Andrew Holmes. Other than that, I don't see anybody crying about it.
But Verlon, the news does not showcase every shooting that takes place in the city of Chicago. True. The news does not highlight every mother that's wailing in the streets while her child lays dead under a sheet. They don't show all of that. They make it seem like we're okay. We are not okay.
Traumatized.
We're traumatized. It's PTSD. Many people suffer from it. But even if you want to say crime is not the number one issue that you think black people are harping over, then I can tell you what is.
What?
That whole immigration, open borders, that's not okay neither. That is a problem.
And Kay, I can tell you why black people are concerned about crime. And we interviewed Alderman Lopez yesterday.
I said to him, what happened to this once great city of Chicago? His one word answer was crime. And for Clayton Harris not to replace a black face, not to replace Kim Fox, shows you that black people are tired of having to go to funerals. Almost every single day, there's somebody getting shot and killed in the black community in Chicago. Yeah. And that has to change. And Kay, I'm going to, please don't hang up because our official Palestinian, what should I call him, George? Official Palestinian representative, Phil from Blue Island is on the line. So don't go anywhere, Kay. You listening to Black and Right? We'll be right back.
We now return to Black and Right on AM 560, The Answer. Here's John Anthony.
Yeah. Welcome back to Black and White Radio. Guys, George, what's that, George? You say we got breaking news, George? Okay.
Okay, I think we're gonna have breaking news in about 10 seconds.
Okay, George. Guys, just bear with me. I'm trying to get the breaking news that's coming up. I'm waiting. George is talking in my ear. Okay. Breaking news, guys. Black and Rice official ambassador for Hamas. I mean Gaza. Bill, Phil from Blue Island. He's just got back from Gaza. He wants to give us an update.
Oh, man. Really?
What's up, Ambassador? Ambassador Phil?
I'm good. I wish it was a laughing matter. I really do, but it's not. It's a very serious. I mean, if our, Israel keeps doing what they're doing, they already bombed in Iran just recently, killing people that had no business being on their radar. I think they have enough with Libya and what's going on in Gaza to be bombing somewhere in Iran, and they're going to just draw America in. So do you keep on with your...
I've got to know where he gets his news.
Right. Phil?
Israel didn't bomb in Iran?
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
So what is he talking about?
He just said he wants to know where you get your news. That's all.
Oh, yeah, I haven't heard anything about Israel bombing inside Iran, considering they would need in-flight refueling in order to do so. That seems kind of obscure to me.
But I think you understand what I mean. I think you know that they bombed a facility.
Oh, well, it wasn't in Iran. It was in Syria.
Oh, that's a huge difference.
It was in Syria. They actually, they're saying that they bombed their embassy in Syria.
And the fact is that Iran is going to strike back from Iran. What do y'all be doing over there?
Yeah, no, it's not what we be doing. It's what Joe Biden, who's gotten us to this point, be doing.
No, it's what Israel is doing. Israel is causing all these problems for the United States. Now, you want to call me some type of ambassador for Gaza or for the Palestinians? You know I will carry that as a badge of honor.
Good. That's amazing.
To be honest with you. They done killed over 30,000 people, 12 to 15.
Source those numbers, Phil. Source those numbers for me.
I'm not even going to waste my time on that.
Exactly.
You don't believe the numbers. I mean, but you believe in a whole lot of stuff that you can't even prove. And you started off the show.
I don't say anything. I don't see the difference between you and I don't say stuff I don't know nothing about or I can't prove that it actually happened. That's why, you know, I do what's called the adult thing. I wait until investigations are done. I go and search out the actual facts, not from some leftist or right-leaning source.
Okay. Now, these numbers, as far as the death, are coming from Israel. They're coming from inside Palestinian. Palestine is coming in from Gaza, from World Health Organizations, from the United Nations. These numbers are coming in from a lot of different places, and they're coinciding with one another.
Some has released no casualty numbers for Gaza.
Yeah, and I know they haven't.
The Knesset, there's papers in Israel that are saying a lot of the things that the government of Israel is saying, a bunch of lies. So, I mean, believe what you want to believe. That's all I believe.
Well, because apparently you do. You believe you. I think you want this stuff to be true. You want this stuff to be happening so that you can have this fight against Israel. You were starting to go to basically talk about, do I still want the destruction of Hamas? I do.
I don't want Israel to relent. I want them to go in there and complete destruction of Hamas. I didn't say the people of Gaza, not the people of Palestine, because Palestine does not exist. Palestine is not a country nor a state. It's in the imagination of people like Phil from Blue Island.
Okay, I don't want to go off into something that Verlaine may speak about in a minute. I don't want to rain on his parade. But again, just like my friend Kay, right? Can I call you Kay?
Oh, you know Kay, right? Don't you?
I'm not sure.
I've been on the show numerous times. You can call me Kay. That's fine. Okay, what is your statement?
Oh yeah. Okay. Now I remember saying. Okay. I think I remember. Do you? Are you familiar with Oakdale at all?
Am I familiar with whom?
Oakdale.
Yeah, he goes to church there.
Oh, you go to Oakdale? What, the community? Is that that big
95th,
church?
95th, yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah, okay, what about it?
Okay, the drummer there, I see you're friends with him. Again, what I want to ask you specifically.
What was that?
Do you believe black voters are...
Oh, he's on my Facebook page checking my friends out.
That's not stalkerish
okay,
at
go
all.
Okay, go ahead, Phil.
Oh, gosh.
No, I want to be informed, and Kevin is a friend. So, I mean, it's not a big deal. Well, I don't know why you're making it. Why is everything...
No, I do that too, Phil. That's not a big deal. I do that too.
Okay.
He just doesn't have enough radio shows to talk about it.
Right, you know, and I did send you a friend request. Deny it, request it, kick it out, whatever you want to do with it. It's fine.
Do you believe
black voters are intelligent voters?
I believe black voters, yeah, I'm black, and I feel that I am an intelligent voter, and my circles of friends who are voters, they are intelligent as well. Your point.
Okay, let me. I'm just going to run down a few names, right? Malcolm X, mm-hmm. Nelson Mandela, Martin King, Huey P. Newton, Fred Hampton, and others have spoken out against Israel as far as their treatment and their basically incarceration.
Wait, Phil. Let's deal with what you just said. Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, okay, yep. Huey Newton, they defended Israel in their time, number one. They're no longer here, number two. Oh.
They did what?
Wait.
No, I want to make sure what you
said. You're African-American, correct? You're African-American? Are you African-American? Because you sound African-American. Are you? Because I don't want to jump the gun and assume.
He black.
Are you African? Okay, he's black. So this is my thing, Phil. The way that the black communities are suffering today is nowhere near what it was suffering back then. It has been enhanced. The trauma is even worse. This is my issue. I get Gaza has what it has going on. But I want to ask you a question because you all land for Gaza. What have you done, Phil? Black Americans, Phil, what have you done actively here to correct the issues on your own home front with your own people? Because this is the thing. You all throw out numbers about how many people have died in Israel. How many black people lost their lives en route to America since they've been in America and still today? Because let me tell you something, my brother. The accounting is off. It is not correct. I understand. You can fight for Gaza all you want. But for me, my issue, I'm going to fight for what's happening right here in my home. When I step out my door, I have to be able to deal with what's happening in my neighborhood with my people. I'm sorry, Gaza. Wait, because you're bringing up Israel and Huey Newton and what they said. What have Gaza, have Gaza ever stood in front of cameras fighting for the black Americans here in this country? Have they? No, they have not. If so, give me the date so I can go and review it. I'm just saying, Phil, because you're saying K.
You're filibustering. I'm not filibustering.
I'm coming from a real place because I feel like you want something else. You can fight for Gaza all you want. You can fight for Gaza. Gaza is not my fight. Today, my black people, these young boys and women that are getting gunned down in this city, those are my fight. The 15 people that just got shot Sunday within 3-4 hours, that is my fight. That's my fight.
Okay, let me ask you something.
Mayor in this city,
well,
This mayor in this city who is only our skin color, but he acts like he's unrelatable to black people.
Brother, sister.
That's what it's
we only got 8 seconds, so I'm gonna have to call an end to this. We'll be back with more Black and Right right after this.
It's the show the mainstream media doesn't want you to know about. It's Black and Right with John Anthony on AM 560, The Answer. Maybe I'm
foolish. Maybe I'm Welcome back to Black and Right Radio on AM 560, The Answer. I'm your host, John Anthony. I want to make this clear. Troublemaker, tell me any other radio station without shutting people down that would allow this type of conversation just going on between Kay and Phil from Blue Island.
See, you asked me this question because you know I'm a radio listener.
I do.
First. Nowhere.
Yeah.
Nowhere.
Yeah. Nowhere. And Robert, I'm stealing it. Hey, Phil, that's one of the YouTube. He says, Kay's not filibustering you. She's a Phil-a-buster. Phil?
Okay, I can take that. I'm fair as I can possibly be, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful to the sister. But I'm just saying, when you have a Dr. King and all these names that I mentioned, since she did, for whatever reason, those people were speaking out against Israel. They were speaking in favor of what the Palestinians' plight and what was going on with them. And so I'm talking about generations in the past. Israel has not done right by the Palestinians, even by taking their land.
There are no Palestinians, Phil.
So my point, let me finish. So my point is this, that even Dr. King said that injustice anywhere is injustice everywhere. So we have to be conscious, and we just can't be, okay, I got to concentrate on Chicago. Yes, we can concentrate on two things, because we are very intelligent people, and we have people that are in place that are dealing with some of the crime, that are dealing with some of the housing issues, that are dealing with some of the drug issues. We have people I like to mention this group, New Era Chicago, that is working in the city of Chicago and working in Inglewood and other urban areas that have serious crime and serious single parenthood and so forth and so on. So there are organizations that's out here doing things, and I'm a part of them. And if I can't be there physically, I'll be there financially. And so I'm supporting these things in a lot of different ways. So don't try to minimize the effect that black people have in our
own
community.
And don't try to maximize Gaza, not to me. Don't try to maximize
Gaza. That's what I'm doing. That's what you're hearing.
Listen, Phil, this is where this is my
thing. I should let you speak, Phil.
Either you're going to respect it or you're going to dismiss it. You are more than welcome to fight for Gaza all you want. The question was asked to me and my stance. Again, Gaza is not my fight. The city of Chicago and my people, that is my fight, okay? You threw out your church. I go to church as well. And I could throw mine out too. I'm a member at Prayer and Faith for Gospel Ministry under the leadership of Archbishop William Hudson III.
Oh,
okay?
My sister used to be the worship leader there.
One thing he teaches us is the things that grieve your spirit, those are the things you ought to be fighting against and for. Seeing my people die on the street every day, Phil, that is what grieves my spirit. Knowing every young person, as a mom, as a mom of a 30, as a mother of a 30-year-old black man, and now the grandmother of two young black boys, aged 3 and 1, their protection and their survival means the world to me. To see almost every young man that started from kindergarten up to high school with my son, the majority of those young boys are dead in the ground due to gun violence. I have lost family members to gun violence. Again, your fight, what you're fighting for, you have that right. But I also have the right to choose to prioritize the fight in which.
Wait, Phil, hold on. Phil, okay, we got to go to break. You listening to Black and Right. I'm telling you, this is good radio. This is not the show that Valon and I were expecting to have today, but this is the show that has become. So, and I'm glad to have this conversation. We'll be right back.
Let's get to him, baby girl. Hey. That's right.
Black and Right continues on AM 560. Once again, here's John Anthony.
Welcome back to Black and Right. Kay and Phil, before you guys, I want to get these callers off the air. Let's go to Victor from Midway. Victor, welcome to Black and Right.
Yeah, hi. How you doing, John?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. It's just I heard Phil from Blue Island, and I had to call in. Thank God for that young lady you had on.
She's still on. They're still on the line, Victor.
Yeah, well, here's the problem, Phil. You ever hear the saying, you can't help others till you help yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
I've heard it. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, well, the immigration problem is hurting the Black community. All right. Also, the energy policies that Biden put in and Democrats, that's also hurting the community through higher gas prices, higher food prices, higher property, which means higher rent. Less opportunities, less jobs. I mean,
let me challenge you.
How many more? Yeah.
Do you think the U.S. should still be sending billions of dollars to Israel and weapons?
No. No, we shouldn't be. And that's the problem. That's probably the only thing I agree with you. We've been sending $3.3 billion to Israel since like 1975. All right. And we sent $140 billion in one package to Ukraine. In one package, not to mention the other $60 billion, and on top of that, if you listen to Robert Kennedy, he even said $110 billion will get every homeless person off the street in a brand new house.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah. So if you quit focusing on other countries and on policies that promote other countries, we could spend that money here on our people.
All right. Thank you, Victor. We got to go. Uncle Tommy, what's up, brother? We got a minute and 30 seconds, Uncle Tommy.
I'm enjoying this program.
Thank you, Uncle.
I just laugh when I listen to your program and hear Phil, because I believe he's an ambassador for Gaza. I mean, it's mind-blowing to me how you can be so concerned. The Bible tells us, if you're not concerned about your own, you're like an infidel. I mean, I'm not calling him an infidel. Right. Don't get me wrong. But it's your priorities is wrong. What the young lady has been saying is so true. If you live in the community, you see, I mean, where I live, just last night, I hear not gunshots, but it was an automatic weapon. And, you know, we just act like this is normal. This is not normal.
Thank you. That's what I said. Yep. Yeah,
we have got to be, as Black people, open up our eyes, because we are so short-sighted. We don't see what's going on. They are replacing us with millions. And now Brandon Johnson talking about getting $150 million to redo the buildings downtown that's empty for a living. Well, who you think that's for?
Yeah,
it's not going to be for the Black people or the people that's been here. It's going to be for the illegal aliens. I don't know why people call them immigrants. How are they immigrants?
Yeah.
An immigrant is somebody that came here with a work visa or something.
Yeah. Guys, we got to go. Hour two is ending. Uncle Tommy, thanks so much for calling in. Hope you continue to listen. All right, Phil. Thank you, brother. Kay, you hold the line. We'll be right back. Hour three.
Prepare to have your mind opened. The lies of the mainstream media are about to be exposed. And the hypocrisy of the left is about to be revealed. This is a revolution in how you think about politics, race, and culture. You've tuned into Black and Right with John Anthony on AM 560, The Answer.
I'm coming in hot.
John Anthony, I am the troublemaker, and I'm about to start some trouble. Goon Squad! M-I, cricket letter I, sip it. Now, John, I tried to talk about this issue with you over a year ago, but you said you got to wait for the investigation to be over. Then we'll talk about it in detail. Well, the investigation been over. These men have been convicted. Six Mississippi officers tortured, abused, shot one of these young black men through the jaw, and waterboarded the other with milk. Oh, and I'm not done. They raped these two men repeatedly with sex toys. I want to know the width and the length of these sex toys, because one of these gentlemen, one of these gentlemen said he wakes up in a cold sweat and his butt hurts.
The price is wrong.
Did they just have these sex toys on hand? That doesn't sound sanitary. I just want to know. Play my clip.
The crimes they pleaded guilty to are horrific, and now it is time for their punishment. Six former law enforcement officers in Mississippi, known as the Goon Squad, are being sentenced this week for torturing and sexually assaulting two black men last year. That includes two former deputies who learned their fates Tuesday. Scripps News national correspondent Ben Shimiso has been following the story.
The six former law enforcement officers were part of what was known as the Goon Squad for their willingness to use excessive force in Rankin County, Mississippi. This week, they are being sentenced in federal court for torturing two black men during a 2023 raid that ended with one man shot in the mouth.
Tased. That was when they first tased me. Pretty much an hour and a half or more, you know, an hour 45 minutes of torture, you know, starting pretty much right after that.
On Tuesday, a federal judge sentenced two of the six ex-officers to 20 and 17 and a half years in prison. Hunter Elward, who pleaded guilty to shooting one of the victims, got the longest sentence. The other four ex-officers will be sentenced later this week.
Never in the history.
Never.
Of the United States of America, and in this state, have you had six police officers plead guilty and be headed to court for sentencing at the same time?
In an interview with the Associated Press last year, Eddie Parker described police trying to drown him with milk.
They made us lay down on our back, and he came with the pouring milk, you know, in my face. It was milk coming out of my nose, my mouth.
According to prosecutors, officers investigating drugs illegally entered the home of Parker and Michael Jenkins last year and handcuffed and assaulted them with stun guns and a sex toy while using racial slurs. To cover up the assault, they devised a plan that included planting drugs and a weapon. The five former Rankin County Sheriff's Department employees and an officer from Richland, Mississippi, pleaded guilty last year to state and federal charges. An investigation by the AP found that members of the sheriff's special response team were also involved in four other encounters that left two dead and another with long-term injuries.
Now, I am sick and tired. For the last past 3 years, it's been radio silence, basically, about police abuse. I haven't heard anybody on conservative radio talk about this. And this is about 3 weeks old. You got the Goon Squad. You got the Scorpion Squad in Memphis. You got black sites all around Chicago. You know.
Well, I've been to one of those. That's not what you think, though.
Yeah. But it's still too much radio silence. Police abuse cannot be tolerated on black people or any people. This is atrocious, and more light needs to be shined on it. Where's my Gary Coleman?
Your Gary Coleman's frozen. Stand by.
We're talking about wolves.
Yeah.
So,
I couldn't agree
more. I don't
more,
disagree with you.
Except that I wish people had that sort of fervent against all, and I know this was egregious and violent, but what I'm saying is I wish people had that sort of fervor against all abuse of power by government.
Yeah.
Because what you have there is terrible government. This
Correct.
Is obviously a unit within a department, both of which were riddled with complaints for years. and nothing was done, and then you end up with that.
And that sheriff.
These are evil people, though.
And that is evil.
That's evil.
And that sheriff.
Yeah.
And I almost forgot something.
What?
This was left unchecked for 20 years. It took an investigation team to go back 20 years, and 50 people came forward saying this was done to them over a 20-year period. Unchecked, unfeathered, no oversight. That sheriff needs to step down. They're calling for him to step down. He needs to be stepped down. And
listen. First of all, 20 years is not a lot. It's not enough for me.
Oh, no.
Every last one of these cops should have gotten at least
life. One of them got 40.
Yeah, they should have got more than that.
Yeah.
You violated the trust that was given to you. You need more than 20 years. I don't care who they are.
I'm a big fan of a scars policy. You don't come out till the scars heal. Don't heal.
Yeah, they don't.
And they tried to plant dope and guns to cover it up. They thought somebody would go for it just because they were black.
Yeah.
And they lived in probably not too good of a community.
No, I'm 100% with you on this one. But to, like I told you before, though, I don't make these type of decisions until the investigation. They pled guilty.
Yeah.
So they said, hey, we did this.
Well, finally. But it's been 2 years.
But this is the appropriate time in that process to actually say with certainty, these were evil.
They were evil.
POS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the facts of the case are all out now. We know what they did now. I mean, I didn't want to know how, that was.
Amen.
I wish we could clip that. That for me. I could put it on my Facebook.
We probably could get away with being slightly lighter on the facts for Lon. But
I can put that on my Facebook.
People, I'm sorry. I didn't know that rule. But people need to know the details.
You want
to
know?
Yeah, I do. Inquiring minds want to know. I'm intellectually.
Kay, what are your thoughts?
I'm intellectually curious. But the thing about it is people need to know.
Yeah, I didn't know where you were going when you said that, though. I was like, wait, where are we headed with
this? Hey, man, look, man, I want to know.
Kay?
Yes?
Come on, what are your thoughts? Don't be running away now.
I'm not running away. I feel that it should be, I don't want to say promoted. That's the wrong word.
Yeah.
It should be discussed on more networks. It is some news that should be put out. So I do agree with Verlon on that. This, write this down in the book, Verlon.
I will.
Out of me. It's just a shame. It just goes to show that, unfortunately, our black men are still dealing with racism. And I'm not sure exactly what the cure would be. I mean, I have some ideas, but my ideas might not be, what's the word? They might not be right. My idea to solve it might not be, agreed upon. Mm-hmm. It might be a little inhumane, but it's something that we have to deal with. But also, since Verlon brought that up, a little news broke before I called in from our special friend. I don't want to say his name and get the callers upset, but Mr. Jamal Green posted
on
Twitter.
Yeah.
That's another incident that's going to be brought to the light. He said in a few days, I saw the video, the original video of that shooting.
Can you send it to me?
I can send it to you.
Yeah,
I can send it to you. And you are ex-police, so maybe you can differentiate the sounds in it, but it does sound like multiple weapons were being fired. It looked like there was a gunfight.
Yeah, send it to me.
But
Kay, we got to go to break. But Verlon, I told you, anytime when I see when there's a bona fide case of police brutality, of bad policing, this is the poster board for it, right here. Especially the many years that this has been happening. I mean, it also speaks to the population of this town. Do we know? Is it all just blacks? Is it Latinos?
I read the report.
No, of the whole 20 years, that's what I'm saying.
No, of the whole investigative report.
Send
it to
me.
It was majority white.
Send it to me. Oh, no, I'm talking about victims. We'll be right back.
It was more white.
We'll be right back.
Back to Black and Right with John Anthony on AM 560, The Answer.
Welcome back to Black and Right on AM 560, The Answer. Valon, you know, I am totally against bad policing. You know, I've said that. I get accused by Phil from not being against bad police. I call out, you know, you've been witness that I've called out bad policing. But I never hear Phil talk about the New York cop that got shot and killed in broad daylight. Mm. His now wife and child have to live the rest of their life because of some animal. Yes, yeah. Animal.
That's true.
Thug, punk. Yeah. A guy that's out there doing his job. Now, what these guys were doing, this was they were not doing their job.
Right.
They were animals. Excuse me. It's a little dry in here, guys.
Yeah, it is.
Sadistic animals is who these people were. But I never hear the other side about cops getting shot and killed senselessly by these punks. So that's why. Now, something like this, no. But a guy out there fighting with the cops, I don't want anybody to get hurt or die. But I told you, when I was a cop, I'm going home. I'm going 1042. And what a lot of people don't understand, this is the mindset. If you're a good cop, stopping threats from making you go 1042, and not the 1042 that officer in New York had to go, where others had to call him 1042, where the dispatchers, who are some of the greatest people who don't get enough adulation, the dispatchers and what they do. But the dispatchers have to go give him his 1042. I don't see the angst and the excitement about that amongst a lot of people. But let some black person, and you said most of these victims were not black. Yeah, they were.
I need to clarify something to be fair. You know, I like to be fair. Over this 20-year period, the majority of the victims by these, I don't even want to call them officers, people were white. The majority of the victims were white. It was like,
now,
maybe,
obviously, if they're yelling racial slurs at this black guy while they're assaulting him, there's a racial element.
Correct. Right?
We're not trying to say there isn't.
But they were saying things. But still, I mean, come on, man.
That should be death penalty.
Man.
I'm sorry. I'm a proponent of the death penalty, okay? I'm sorry.
Yeah?
I keep forgetting you there because you're not sitting across from us. Go ahead.
No, I am an advocate of the death penalty too. I am an advocate of, I believe that the judicial system should be put into place. It should be respected, but I also understand the downfall of it when people are wrongfully convicted.
I agree.
We've come a long way. I will say that as someone who works as a health profession, I'm an orthopedic surgery, nurse, we've come a long way when it comes to DNA testing, but there is always room for human error,
correct, right?
Yep. So in those instances, I believe that if a crime is rightfully convicted, if everything is proven, you know, without a shadow of a doubt, DNA proves that this person played
video
a role.
Evidence.
Yeah, video. Mm-hmm. I mean, because we have so much stuff now. I even with the Chicago police, my significant other is a Chicago police officer. Let me say that.
Right.
And we had this conversation about the six young men who was recently found guilty for the killing of rapper FBG Doc.
Yeah.
As a mom, my heart goes out to that mom. I understand she lost her son, and that's not the only child that she has lost to gun violence. So I can understand her fight, you know, to try to get it right, to get a conviction, to get her son and her family justice. I understand.
But they
that.
Were just dumb.
Those
guys were dumb. They got video from them leaving the house, leaving Old Block and everything.
And that's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
It's very ironic that they were watched from the time they left. Listen, even before they left Old Block, when they were coming together, meeting of the minds on what they were going to do, who was going to drive, all of that was captured. This one went upstairs. This one came downstairs. This one ran to the car. This one left the car. They pulled out. They followed them to the scene. They got them captured doing the hit. They got them leaving the scene. Every corner, every light, they stopped at, back all the way to Old Block, what building they went to, what building they ran out of, where they parked the car. And then I have cameras all around me. And you mean to tell me a camera that's a block away couldn't even capture the multiple shootings that have occurred on the same corner over the last 5 years?
I thought they were gone.
You can't solve those?
I thought the cameras were gone.
You solve a whole... What'd you say?
I was about to say, I agree with everything you both are saying except for the death penalty. I don't believe in the death penalty.
But you believe in assisted
suicide.
Why not?
If they can kill, why shouldn't they be killed? They didn't give their victims an opportunity to not be killed or to argue why they should
To me, it's just vengeance. You can't bring them back. You can't bring your family member back. I believe their time left on earth can be better served in prison, doing something that will benefit society. But right. I just don't believe. Hold on. I don't believe in that.
What's, do need a new license plate.
Right. What's the? Oh God.
It works.
But how, Vermont? If they get 45 years and they're in an institution where they are not being reprogrammed, there's no the services are not what they want.
And that's why we need criminal. That's why we need criminal justice reform. That should be something that we talk about.
They've been doing reform for decades.
Yeah, they're not doing it right. We need to get on these owners of these prisons or the government that runs it and put these systems in place. We need to do that.
What systems?
They're not doing
it. About to say,
so you believe, Verlon, that an individual who, there are some young men out here that are known as face and head shot killers. Every victim which they have killed with a head shot, multiple head shots. I know many boys who have.
You going?
Hello?
Kay?
Kay?
Uh-oh.
What happened?
I don't know. Call us back, Kay. I don't know.
She's still on the
line.
She's
still there, but I don't hear her.
No.
Something must be wrong with her phone.
Yeah, something's up.
Call us.
I'm going to leave it live in case,
all right,
it just
in case she comes
up.
Back.
To me.
Wait, hold on. I was going to say something. I'm seeing some of the threads on YouTube. Vilan, I think I have to reiterate and bring back to people's memory. I was beaten by cops.
Yeah.
Beaten bad.
Yeah.
My eye is still messed up from getting hit by this cop who put something in his glove and hit me right in my eye. And they kicked and they stomped me. So when it comes to police brutality, I will call it out because I've experienced it. I'm not just somebody who's just talking about, just out there talking about it. I've actually experienced real police brutality by the City of Chicago cops, Belmont District. They beat the snot out of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it wasn't, I would go back. If it wasn't for this Puerto Rican cop that came in, I would still be there because I had my high school ID and he let me out because I had my, because they said I didn't have no identification. He says, no, we see who he is. He said, come with me, kid. Now, my eye is like way out here by this time. You know, my whole face is just black and blue. My size, they didn't even let me see a doctor. Didn't take me to the hospital. I was complaining all day about how much my side was hurting, how my eye was hurting. Never let me see a medic or anything. So I know what it means to be violated by police officers. That's why I became one.
I got beat up by the
police
too.
To be the good one.
But not like you. That's terrible, man.
Yeah.
So you got no excuse to be that ugly.
That's right. That's why Norman from Rockford doesn't understand why I talk with... You know, sometimes I have to pause when I talk because I've had so many head injuries.
Norman from Rockford.
You know?
Verlon, I've got a scenario for you, right?
Okay.
Because I've been in favor of this for a long time. If there's a sex crime, especially against a child, and there's at least one witness, right, and you have incontrovertible physical evidence, i.e. DNA evidence on the victim or, you know, victim's blood in your car, something like that, I'm in favor of the death penalty for those sex crimes. How do you feel about that?
I'm still not for the death penalty. Life without parole and chemical castration would suffice.
Well, but, and I think you should start a GoFundMe to feed them.
But you also are for the assisted suicide end of life, right?
Yeah, I'm for that.
Okay, that's ending life.
But you're not. But
that's a personal.
That's a personal choice.
But it's still
choice.
Ending life. Hey, you said
not,
you all about life.
I'm not going to do
someone
it.
Someone else's life.
Right. No. I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
It's them making a choice with their doctor.
No, I'm not for
to
it.
End their own life.
I'm not a fan of that.
I understand why you're not.
Right.
But I'm just saying, if they're debilitated, and I've worked alongside of this idea.
Well, you know there's legislation in Illinois to make that permanent here in Illinois.
And I'm for it. I'm for
Hold the line. Mike from Mark, I'll take your call when we get back.
This is Black and Right with John Anthony on AM 560, The Answer.
Welcome back to Black and Right Radio on AM 560, The Answer. I'm your host, John Anthony, live in studio with the troublemaker. Kay, I just watched the video. Hoff Daddy watched it with me. Hoff Daddy, would you say that was three different calibers in that shootout?
I mean, I heard 9, 40, and 45, but I could be wrong. I'm human.
Yeah. What's so egregious about that video? There has to be other video. Maybe the cops body cam. Is that what we got?
I mean, they looked at police shooting at assailants shooting at police.
Right. They were shooting at the cops. Kay, you there?
Yes. Am I back on?
Yeah. Yes, you are.
They were shooting at the cops. I thought this was just the cops just opened up fire. They were shooting at the cops.
No, the cops said that, you know, they were initially questioned or whatever, and they said that, I believe also there's, of course, a dispatch recording, you know, how they get the calls to come through, and the officers called in dispatch saying that they were, you know, being shot at. There were shots being fired at the police, and they fired back. The video, when you listen to it, you can hear the multiple gunshots. Like, you can hear it.
Both different calibers.
You can literally see them. Right. And you can see the officers on the corner, but you can see, like, they're shooting in a direction.
Yeah.
They're not shooting at themselves, right?
Right. No, they're not.
And they're dodging bullets.
Right.
You can see when they shoot and they go pay cover.
Yeah.
So if that young man had no gun, as people are saying, if he was not shooting, then who was shooting back at those officers?
Yeah. I know we were taught to get yourself to get as small as possible. If you don't have cover, get as small as possible when you are in a gunfight.
That's what you need.
Before you bring Mark, man on the street, on. Mark, what's up, brother? What are you hearing about this shooting?
Well, I'm not following it that carefully. You know, I support the police. I've been to the last four police funerals in Chicago. Ella French, Commander Bauer, Officer Vassell. I just, you know, things are out of control. We can't be distracted by these things that happen. But what I was calling about today is this whole migrant situation in Chicago. And specifically, migrants, illegal aliens, whatever you call them, panhandling with children. And I'm curious if Dennis is still there. There's a law, state law called 720-150 that is illegal to use children as props for work or any kind of things like this. And we feel that they should not be panhandling in the cold with children. And I just wondered if they're doing it actually very organized at 600 grocery stores, Walgreens, CVS in the Chicago metropolitan area. It seems highly organized, and it just seems wrong to have children out panhandling.
Can I ask you a question?
Thoughts on that?
Can I ask you a question first? You started out the conversation by saying that we can't be distracted by the things that's happening. What's the distraction?
No, I'm not following it, and I apologize for that. I just am very concerned. We had 2 years ago, we had 847 homicides in Chicago, 81 for CPS students. We just had this kid killed by the boyfriend, the 11-year-old killed up in Ravenswood. I just drove by the memorial. He was killed by somebody who just spent the day in jail. Let's, you know, keep an eye on these things going on in Chicago. A lot of bad things are happening in Chicago, and the police are trying to do the best job they can. And I just can't stand what's going on in Chicago.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Me neither, Mark. Me neither.
Yeah. Anything else, Mark?
Hey, real quick, we're following some stuff in the North Shore. They're trying to paint a $40,000 mural on a building up in Wilmette. They also are trying to build a new $60 million police station in Wilmette. So those are two things we're kind of grassroots going against. But I appreciate the time, and you guys are doing a great job today. Thanks.
All right, thanks, Mark. Care. Let's go to Marie from Kenosha. Marie, welcome to Black and Right.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hi, last night I was speaking with a very nice young man, a black man. Well, I guess we're both about 60. Anyway, he said he didn't like Trump because Trump is racist and rotten to women, and he's so vulgar and all that. And just before he said all that, he'd been talking to me about how he grew up, even in Kenosha, when he and his two siblings were the only three black kids in the whole school. And, you know, how his dad taught him to always look around and be aware of his surroundings. And you know, I guess he learned how to notice how people would stare at them and things like that. And so when he was telling me about how he grew up and his personal experience, and then when he said this about Trump, I didn't know what to say.
Right.
Other than, well, I guess you're not listening to the media that I'm listening to that says that more blacks and Hispanics are going to say they're going to vote for Trump than
they vote
for Trump.
Marie, you should just said, give me an example of Trump's racism. Because I want you to hear what Charleston White had to say about Donald Trump.
Why you voted Trump headed
him? I'm a diehard Trump supporter. In my household, you got Martin Luther King, you got Jesus, you got Donald Trump. Not in that particular order, but you got Martin Luther King, Jesus, and Donald Trump.
Why you got Donald Trump?
Because I paid attention in school when I was a kid, and so I know the true history of both the Republican and Democratic Party. I know that they really didn't switch during the Nixon Southern strategy, that one became more clever than the other in dealing with black people. We the Democrats, we got away, we were the Republican friends. We was their friends, but we were the Democrats. When you look at the origins of the Ku Klux Klan, it originated out of the Democratic Party.
The Ku Klux Klan.
It did.
See, he didn't know that.
Every civil rights legislation that ever has been passed in this country was authored, written, sponsored, and voted on 100% by Republicans and not Democrats. Every civil rights legislation.
Well, what you gonna do?
So let me finish my Trump. Right. So as a kid, I remember being 6-7 years old and seeing Donald Trump receive an award with Muhammad Ali, Rosa Parks from the NAACP. Not only that, he engaged and interacted in our culture from the 80s throughout the 90s and even the 2000s, from rappers to Michael Jackson. So when we looked out into our culture, his face appeared many, many times. So for me to grow up now and then hear the media, because before the media started saying he was racist, I never heard a black leader say it. I never heard my grandmother say it.
You hear that, Marie?
I did.
That's what you tell him.
Yeah.
That's what you tell
them. Yeah.
Show me where.
And I did. Yeah, right. And give those couple examples.
Yeah.
And
thanks.
Also remind them that Senator Byrd was actually Joe Biden's best friend.
Ooh.
Who also signed. He was one of 19 senators that signed the Southern Manifesto, which opposed integration. So, I mean, you can use that one, too. You know, that's a good one to use.
Verlon and I are on the same page.
Man, George,
for once.
You know me so good. Look, all the rest of that was good, but I don't know about that Jesus, Martin Luther King, Trump on the wall. That's starting some trouble.
If you don't know what to tell him, you tell him you got three people on the wall in your kitchen, Martin Luther King Jr., Jesus, and Donald Trump.
Well,
that's trouble there.
Well, I don't have any of them on my wall. So
Me neither.
I don't have none of them. Never have had them on my wall.
Well, when I was growing up with my grandparents, they did have black Jesus. On
no, we had the white Jesus.
Hey, we had
white.
The Afro.
Yeah.
We had black Jesus with the Afro.
John should have had mixed Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. You know what? You shut up, bum. we got to go to break. How about that? Let's go to break. You listening to Black and Right. We'll be right back.
This is Black and Right with John Anthony on AM 560. The Answer.
Something new. Welcome back to Black and Right. Let's go straight back to the phone lines. Don from Naperville. Hey,
what's
Don.
What's going on, Don?
Hey, good evening, everybody. And Kay, I think you're amazing. I love listening to you. And I have a question for you.
Yeah?
I just wanted to say first, though, listening to you, John, and what happened to you the other day, listening to Kay, I just have to say, you know, that you're an example. There's two types of people in this world. There's the wise and there's the foolish. And the wise try to live in peace. You know, we really do. But we have the wisdom and discretion to know, you know, who the fools are, and they tend to be wolves. And the wolves just, you know, they prey on those who are most vulnerable. It's a vicious circle, and evil just it never stops itself. It's really frustrating. But, no, I the question I have for you, Kay, is speaking of the wolves and what it goes on with the poor children who are not receiving a good education, if you were a decision maker or let's say all of the parents in CPS were not the decision makers, and you were given a blank check, and they came to you and said, what is it that you think these kids need for a high-quality education, to read, to write? Would it be, you know, putting them into a different school? Would it be, what would the parents want? Let's say the money went to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
What would you guys want? What would you think is the answer from your wisdom?
So I personally, I do not feel that a child should be, in today's time, right? I don't feel that children should be uprooted out of their community to cross numerous gang turfs to go to a different school. What I will say is, if you're going to give me a blank check, and knowing that there is so much money that is being wasted, right, politically on things that is not more important than education, I will work on rebuilding those schools. I will make sure that those schools are clean, right? I will make sure that the educational tools, as far as technology, as far as books, are everything is up to date, and the needs of the children are being made. I will make sure that there is sufficient staffing, because you can't have one teacher bombarded with 45 children in one class, because guess what? Half of those children are going to be ignored, right? And I'm not saying that the teachers are trying to ignore the kids purposely, but I have two grandkids. I can't even try to focus on two of them at the same time. It's hard. So I can only imagine what a teacher is dealing with, one teacher to 45 children. So I believe there are a lot of things that can be done. I also believe that schools should be made as a safe haven for all children, right? A lot of kids are latchkey children. They're going home alone, right? Food, they don't have food, those provisions. So I think those schools should be safe havens for our children, as well as educational institutions that are going to provide a solid, distinct education for all children.
Right. Thanks, Kay. Let's go to Lawrence from Chicago. Lawrence, welcome back to Black and Right.
Hey, John, thank you so much. Excuse me, I was having dinner here, but some good conversation.
Thank you.
Don't ever spend good money after bad, because there's $105 million still sitting in a fund for Chicago Public Schools that, from the COVID, that have not been spent. So, the best thing for education is put them in a school that cares about kids, number one. Chicago Public Schools do not care about kids. The corrupt public school.
Well,
union,
I think it's more the CTU, the teachers union, than the actual.
Yeah.
I do think that there's some good administrators and good teachers who really do care about Chicago, but they're just they're not given the tools.
Well, you took the
word. And they're being made to follow. They're being made to follow a particular lesson plan as well, because I've helped some black teachers fight against CTU, and that's one of the issues, that they're not able to create, you know, their own lesson plans like they used to do back in the day. They have to follow, a template. So that's another issue.
All right, go ahead. Finish your point, Lawrence.
My point where I was going was you both just nailed it. That the largest corrupt union in Illinois and throughout our country is the teachers union. We just had an election that 82% of the African American vote in Chicagoland voted for Harris III, which was extremely far left socialist, a puppet of the Chicago Teachers Union and Kim Fox.
Yeah.
It is sickening that we have voters that want to go to memorials for people that die and take pictures instead of trying to get the ground game out. We need to stop and applauding all the negativity and try to bring positive. We need to get a ground game. We need to focus on positive, and we need to realize we're all one.
Yeah.
We got to stop dividing our city into this group, that group, all these groups. Because corruption is winning. John, thank you for everything. Thank you. of, you know, your listeners.
Thank you, Lawrence.
And your guests.
Thank you, Lawrence. Appreciate it. And you know what? Do I have time to get Maria real quick, and then we finish with Dennis? All right, we'll just go to break. Dennis, Maria, hold the line. We'll get your calls when we get back.
And now, more Black and Right with John Anthony on AM 560, The Answer.
Welcome back to Black and Right. Hop Daddy, I still don't see that comment. I don't see it.
Better glasses.
Oh, gosh. Senor, I'm looking for your comment, and I don't see it, senor.
Would you like me to read it to you?
Yes. Where is it, though? Go ahead. Read it, because I don't see it here.
No, I need better glasses, because it's 4 feet away. Hang on.
did the bot take it
he
off?
He said, it appears black people can't get ID to vote or batteries for their smoke detectors,
oh,
which
wow.
I think is hilarious.
All right. Maria, I've had you on before, so I need you to quickly make your
sarcasm,
point,
obviously.
Because I got to end with Dennis Rebelletti. Go.
Thank you so much. What is the name of that recording you played, The Man, so I can bring that up to
Charleston
this gentleman
White.
I met?
I'll put it up.
Jonathan.
I'll put it up on my Black and Right Facebook page, okay?
Yeah, Charleston White, like
Charleston. Charleston White, like Charleston Chew. I'll put it up on my Facebook page. Thank you. Really quickly, David, I need you to go quick. 20 seconds. Go.
Okay. Addressing the last hour with Phil from Blue Island and others saying, you know, how can you hold these two thoughts in your head at the same time?
Right.
There's resources going to illegals, and you're complaining, but yet you support Biden and other Democrats at the top. I don't see how you do that when Biden opened the borders right when he got into office,
yeah.
And then he said surge the borders before that at the Democrat primary. Okay. Have a good day, guys.
Sorry, David. Rebels.
Aww, David gave up.
Revelary.
What?
Revelary.
Hi, John. How are you?
What's up, brother?
Hey, 720 ILCS Section 150 is the Wrongs of Children Act, which is what the man on the street was talking about. I'm not sure that Kim Fox would charge it, but it is what is considered to be the Wrongs to Children Act and using children in furtherance of a crime.
Yeah, I also believe Chicago made an ordinance of it too, didn't they?
They do. They should have one on the books. Number two, unfortunately, you cannot sentence a sex offender to the death penalty from a 1977 case, U.S. Supreme Court case, and a 2008 Supreme Court case. But Florida believes that they're going to switch that around.
Good.
by their new law. And then finally, John, in case you're not aware, I'm running for state representative. So if my opponent has any of her people listening, because I think they listen to the
I
show
do too.
Now. I think it's great because I would love to debate her on your show, any other show, WCPT.
It's open.
Anywhere I would love to do. Just make sure that will be an open option. Is that okay, John?
I'm in. Let's do it.
I'll vote for you if you promise to get Chris Welch unseated as a House
Speaker. Oh, wow. Hey, thank you. Kay, thank you for joining us. Dennis, thank you for joining us. Verline, Frank, Hoff Daddy, you always make the show special. My birthday is next week, and I'm live here in studio.
Uh-oh.
See you next week.